ball switched from right to left. Jerome Wright heads the ball towards Welsh. Welsh can't get the second ball, and it's now picked up by Mark Jones, the skipper. Well, it's a end-to-end stuff. There's a good play there Dean Stott, and Clayton there throwing himself to the ground. And then a telegraph ball easily won by the home team and intercepted by Lacey. But the ball chipped down the left-hand side again. It's been controlled, and a fortuitous bit of control. And here comes Aaron Burns, first-time shot for Burns. Goal!
Let the PA announcer go.
Opening the score in Burnantwich Town is number 9, Aaron Burns!
Well, the one thing we've said about Aaron Burns, you give him the sigh on goal, he'll normally punish you.
And it was fortuitous control, but the defending all the way through that spell there was just...
Well, it's
a bit lapse.
It was lacking, really. The right back was out of position. And Knowles came across to try and nullify it. The ball fell kindly after a little bit of fortuitous control by Aaron Burns. But once he got beyond, through the legs of FC United's Carnell, at an acute angle as well.
It actually came from a clearance. The clearance went back to Nantwich, and they quickly delivered it. And Knowles was playing him onside initially. And Burns just comes in behind him after a bit of fortuitous control. But you have to be there
by FC
to benefit,
United
don't
you? Manchester.
Here comes Harrop again, chips the ball towards the back post, and it should be comfortable again this time for Carnell. Look who's back there in the left-back position.
Stop.
No, Matty Wolfenden, back defender, as a left-back. There's the ball high and long, and Michael Norton being impeded for my liking, but the referee lets play continue because it falls to Brownhill. Brownhill lackluster there, and they can clear the lines, and there's an offside decision there by Aaron Burns. And it'd be a free kick to FC United and Manchester. So we've got 30 minutes on the clock. It's 1-0 to the team in green. And FC United start an attack again as Michael Norton tries to win it. Force for Jerome Wright now. Jerome Wright, left footed. This is an opportunity. Should be Greaves. Goal! First time ball by Wright. Greaves is there. Going across him. He heads it back across the goalkeeper. Equalising goal by Thomas Greaves. Football is such a simple game. If you deliver first time, you give your centre forwards an opportunity. Tom Greaves, thank you very much. One apiece. One apiece here. The ball all the way back to Carnell. And he hits the ball long. Norton will go up to win that. And he heads it on towards Brownhill. But going to be defended by the number 12, Sean Dowling. But only as far as a throw into FC United of Manchester. Brownhill now.
Nantwich Town man of the match as sponsored by Nantwich Refrigeration
Services. Give her a corner ball, FC United.
Number 12,
it stays in play, but they give
Sean
the ball away.
Dowling.
First time shot comes in now. Does it? FC United opportunity. Goal! It's the substitute, and all you can say in all fairness that Nantwich have imploded. Absolutely woeful defending. They clear the lines as far as the edge of the 18-yard area, straight into the path of FC United substitute Tom Brown. He took one touch and then he's drilled it low into the bottom corner of the left-hand side of the goalkeeper. Nothing he could do, and FC United of Manchester from 1-0 down to 2-1 up. Well, sometimes when you're not playing well and you're getting goals and you're getting victories, it only bodes well for the future. And the substitution, Carlos said it was an inspired one, we know what he can do there, but really, opportunities there, far and few in between, and FC United and Manchester have taken their second real chance in front of goal, four chances in total, two on target,